This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America wants to have information on what's going on in the world, the circles of health and health knowledge. That's why we do Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus for another week of answers to your questions, because we have questions for Dr. Ken coming up later in the hour. But we also have answers to questions that might come from the research that Ken does during the course of the week. He looks at all the journals of medicine so that we can understand what has come out of the research and some of these projects from a layman's point of view. Ken's very good at translating the almost untranslatable stuff that the doctors come up with and most people don't understand into common terms so that we know what there is that we should understand. So with that in mind, let's get to a couple of different threads here. There's a focus on sleep. And whether sleep, how it's good for you, the best kind of sleep, when do you go to sleep, that sort of thing. So I thought it was curious, Ken, that you highlighted a study on sleep when it's attached to regular physical activity. I found the premise to be interesting because I would have thought that after you have a lot of physical activity, you would sleep better and there wouldn't be a question that people, whether or not they lose sleep, I would have thought it would enhance their sleep, but that's not quite the what I take away from looking at least at the headline here. It feels like there's a surprise. Oh, gee golly, you won't lose any sleep if you get regular exercise.
Hi, Doug. It's good to be with you again. This is a report this week out of the British Medical Journal, Open Insomniacs. Looking to get more shut-eye, Doug, could experience better sleep with consistent exercise. In this study, those who exercise regularly, they're 55% more likely to sleep a normal cycle of 6 to 9 hours a night. I recommend 7. Physically active people have a lower risk of some insomnia symptoms and extreme sleep durations, both long and short. So insomnia and chronic sleep disturbances, Doug, are associated with cardiovascular disease, metabolic dysfunction, psychiatric disorders, and increased mortality. So sleep is nothing more than good health.
All right, so then, well, we know that, and exercise is also good health. When you put the two of them together, it would seem it goes together like, what is the old expression, love and marriage goes together like a horse and carriage? It would seem to me that they
one
go
and
hand.
One is three.
Yeah, right. All right, so there's another study out this week which focuses on sleep problems and what it does to your blood pressure. Again, from the perspective of your job as a cardiologist, you would be more acutely aware of this than perhaps the average doctor, yes?
Yes. You know, the cardiologists get together about twice a year to share the latest breakthroughs that are in the research labs. And the American College of Cardiology will be meeting April 7th. And this is a preliminary report that we're going to hear about. Folks who get less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep, Doug, per night, they face higher odds for high blood pressure. This review found that the effects were slightly more pronounced in women compared to men, and underlying issues such as sleep apnea could be to blame. So if you have high blood pressure and you can't figure out why you're doing everything right, it just shouldn't be there, make sure you're getting good quality sleep. Make sure there's no sleep apnea. And this is out of the report that's going to be delivered at the American College of Cardiology in a couple of weeks.
Are you going to that?
I will be there online.
So how does that work? How can you concentrate? I would think somebody that is as highly revered and respected as you your presence would be not demanded, but would be appreciated, because you have a lot to add based on the fact that you do a lot of research on your own, especially when it comes to things like the pulsation. What is that? EECP. I'm trying to remember.
Enhanced external counterpulsation. I usually get to the American College or the American Heart Association meeting. There's two major meetings, and I usually get to at least one. In the old days, you go back before the internet, I used to have to travel to both, and now it's really the internet has made it very easy to participate online and not have to travel. So it allows me to also take care of my patients who also need me. So I wish I wasn't so popular. No, I'm just
There you go. That's it. Then that is true. You are very popular, and that's because you do a great job interpreting data and information and understanding what kind of, if you'll pardon the pun, makes people tick. The heart makes you tick, to be sure. In a moment, a focus on what has happened to your heart if you've had COVID. This may be very important information for you if you are a sufferer of COVID, still have it. I was with somebody this week that had it three times. And so what is that doing to this person's heart? Well, you can probably at least speculate it doesn't do it any good. So we'll get to the nitty-gritty of that after a few words here. Hold on. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it.
If you go on our website, toploss.com, you can see we've got tons of resources on there. We've got lots of information about how the product works, how it's good for the side benefits, like the better sleep, the less joint pain, the more energy. All the science is on there. It explains it exactly how it works for that, how it's safe. It's drug-free, stimulant-free, and safe, even if you're on medications. I'm talking about your heart patients, your diabetics. You can check that out. I've personally had results with this product. I lost 40 pounds with it years ago. Now I just use it for maintenance. It's not something you have to be on forever. A lot of people ask us that. Do you have to be on it forever to keep the results? And that is no. There's not going to be rebound weight gain as soon as you get off of this product.
All right, go to toploss.com, use the Doug Steffen code, or just Doug, actually, D-R-U-G. Make sure you get the best deal and free shipping. Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Continuing on now with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, heard around the country every week with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Goodwill Health. Goodwill Health. Wait a minute, let me try that again. on Good Day Health. Well, there's a lot of goodwill here, to be sure. All right, so this connection between COVID and one's heart, is this something, when you examine this study, that has general, broad concern, or should people be concerned, or is this just sort of something that won't happen to many people, even though it could, the connection between COVID and your heart?
I think this is something of general interest, and it was published in Circulation, which is the American Heart Association's clinical cardiology journal, a very important journal. So this is of major significance and information we all need to know about. The COVID-19, it can damage a person's heart, even if the coronavirus does not directly infect the heart tissue. That's the news. The severe inflammation that COVID-19 causes in other organs, Doug, like the lungs, appears to indirectly cause heart damage associated with the infection. And this study just underscores the need for preventive measures to help COVID-19 patients avoid heart damage. And these preventive measures need to be tested in humans. And I think this is the future of figuring out how we're going to limit this virus from causing havoc throughout the body.
So if we look at the flu, for example, the virus that's been very pungent this year, I've had a couple of experiences with it, and a lot of other people have been surprised at how virulent this flu was this year. Is there heart damage associated with them that might be considered in the same league as COVID?
Flu can damage the heart. Viruses do damage the heart. It's of concern. The flu virus this year is especially, you may want to not listen to what I'm about to say, Doug, because it seems like it can have some significant, unexpected effects on the brain. And this was reported this week. You know, I don't want to get into the vaccination controversy, but I certainly get mine. And these viruses can cause unexpected havoc, and just living a healthy life is your best way to get your immune system revved up to fight back.
I find that is the best way for me. That's the most comfortable with fruits and vegetables and food that actually is medicine. The problem is a lot of the food, there was something that came out this week that I'm betting you saw as well as I saw it, the impact of sprays. If you're not eating organic fruits and vegetables, then you are getting, no matter what you do to clean the stuff off the surface of whatever it is, from a grape to an orange to a stick of asparagus, you're never going to get it out of the meat of the fruit. You know, just the pulp has that, so it gets through the skin. So when you wash the skin off, okay, that's swell. But then what is inside? What's the pulp? What's the meat like in that fruit? And the stuff has gotten through, so it's very damaging, and that's why organic is better, even though it's more expensive. People say, I can't afford it. Well, I guess you have to look at it as making an investment in your life and longevity, right? I mean, am I being too simplistic, Ken?
You're not. It is a challenge for some, but it's a reality for what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, what's more important, I guess, is the question you ask yourself. If you have a family, you have responsibilities, but you also have loved ones, people that you want to see. I have two grandchildren. I want to see them grow up. And if I don't take care of myself, or if anybody in that circumstance doesn't take care, we all do things. I've been in Hawaii this week, and I've eaten way more than I should have. I just said to Ken, we're going on the air, I got to go on a diet before I see you in the next week, because I don't like the way I feel. I don't like the way I look. And even if it's 4 or 5 or 6 pounds, it still is not good. I took one of those surveys just for the heck of it online the other night when I was in bed, and I came across some stuff that I wanted to follow up on, because it makes good conversation on the air, but it also, you know, I'm going to focus on myself, and I always give the HIPAA thing to you. You can discuss me anytime you want to, because I hope people learn from my experiences. But I will tell you, when I put in that I weigh 100 at the moment, I'm about the same weight I was last year when I saw 173, 174. But for my height, I'm over by a point or so from what I should be. And I just don't, you know, when I put in the weight and I said, oh, I want to lose like 9 or 10 pounds. You know, and under some circumstances, you can do that fairly quickly. But I think people who don't feel it, who don't get the difference that you, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm unique. I just don't like the feel of it, frankly. I don't like the look of it. I don't like the feel of it. So, anyway, listen to those commercials that we do for Calitrin, as much as anything else, to help you lose the weight. All right, this is Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Doug Steffen continuing on, carrying the lights of information when it comes to your health and well-being.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Good Day Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen. Every weekend we present you with all kinds of facts and figures, information, interpretations of various studies and research that Ken has done. All right, so you're a cardiologist. I want to stay in that pew, if I may, for another moment or two, because there's an interesting story I found interesting about stroke and what exposure to bright city lights does. This is really kind of weird.
This is a study that was published in Stroke, another American Heart Association journal, Doug. And what we learn is that continuous exposure to the bright light at night can actually suppress the production of melatonin in our bodies. This is a hormone that promotes sleep. Here we have this common theme, as you point out in the studies each week. Thus, the lights might be contributing to stroke risk by impairing good sleep. So this is a study that was especially done in big cities with bright lights. The excitement of the bright lights of the cities, it seems to maybe affecting one's health. And you want to just do your best, especially when you're trying to sleep, to get that bright light out of your face.
All right, so no bright lights, in other words. Bright lights and gentle people is a song. That's not the way the song goes, but it's close. All right, let's see. Here's another item from the stroke department, because, you know, there are, that's what Ken's going to pay the most attention to, circulation, stroke, heart, that sort of thing. So what's the scoop with young adults who have migraines, Ken?
And, you know, you say this is what I might pay attention to, but, you know, you've been pointing out for decades how synchronicity with research studies about one topic each week, and this is just where the research was this week.
Yeah.
And this is a little bit concerning and a warning to our younger listeners. And this is a study that finds a significant link between stroke and non-traditional risk factors in adults 18 to 44 years old, and this was young adults who have migraines. So if you are suffering from migraine headaches, and boy, those are horrible, I hope you well and hope you suffer minimally, just do what you can to lower your other risk factors for stroke. We're talking about please don't smoke, watch the blood pressure, the weight, the blood sugar. Once the doctor says it's okay, get into an exercise program and get into a good heart healthy diet. Because if you are suffering from migraine headaches, younger people. This study pointed out 18 to 44-year-olds are at significant increased risk of stroke, and the way to offset that is to deal with all these other factors that I just went through.
You know what I'm wondering? We were talking on the Good Day program this past week about social media and the age where it's most prevalent. It happens that the discussion we're having about that age group, they're the ones most affected negatively by social media. I wonder if the two are paired together somehow.
Well, the stress of social media and stress just increases inflammation in the circulation. We just clearly have defined that. The ways to lower inflammation in the circulation, lower the mental stress, get good sleep is so important. And it's this excess inflammation, excess cholesterol, which leads to heart attacks and strokes and damages the circulation. So it's so important to get that mental stress under control if you want to live long and have a high quality life.
As somebody once said, I believe his name was Dr. Spock, live long and prosper. Right?
Live stress-free and prosper.
Yeah, and prosper. There you go. Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug. He's got a license. I don't, but that's okay. We continue with our focus on you and your health in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update.
President Biden telling reporters he plans on visiting the port of Baltimore where the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed next week. Large cranes on barges being brought in by the U.S. Navy. The goal is to remove all of the heavy metal from the collapsed bridge and get the area open as soon as possible. Here is Maryland Governor, Democrat Wes Moore.
With a salvage operation this complex, and frankly with a salvage operation this unprecedented, you need to plan for every single moment, and every time you take action to move a piece of wreckage, you understand that that requires you to reassess the situation.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. The Biden campaign raising a record $25 million at the event at Radio City Music Hall. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have a good day health program this weekend. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. A great place to go if you're looking for advanced information on what's going on, not only with your heart and your circulation, your blood pressure, that sort of thing, but just in general. I'll be in Ken's clutches a week from Monday. So I'll spend the day with him there going through various tests that I do every year, and then we'll analyze them on the air, whatever the results were. You'll know. You'll be the first. You'll be the first to know. All right, let's get into weight loss stuff, because this is, of all of the comments that I get from recent discussions anyway between you and me, this back and forth on Wegovy and what's the other one that I what's the other
Zepbound, Tirzepatide.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Okay. Anyway. So there have been questions about how insurance deals with these things, and I guess that the good news is that if you're older, Medicare will cover what it costs for. Do they pay the whole thing? Is that how this works?
Well, this is groundbreaking. This is huge news that was reported at the end of last week by Medicare, because this is the first anti-obesity drug that Medicare is going to approve, and they're going to approve it as long as the treatment is not for the condition of just excess weight. What it turns out is that Medicare, they will cover Wegovy after the FDA cleared the manufacturer to market this popular weight loss drug as a treatment for heart problems. And that's the key. The studies are showing that those who go on these weight loss drugs, Wegovy, Zepbound is the other one that's even more effective. They do lower the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and this is why the FDA, which has now granted the manufacturer's approval to market them for helping with heart problems, Medicare is approving them. Medicare historically has been barred from paying for weight loss drugs, and it now will pay for Wegovy. If it's being used to reduce the risk of heart disease, the drug still will not be covered. If it is only being used for weight management, anti-obesity drugs that get approval to treat conditions other than excess weight can be covered in Medicare Part D prescription plans, Doug. Reducing heart disease risk is a medically accepted use under federal law.
Why would that be? That is why they would pay for it under some circumstances of use and not others. That doesn't make any sense, but then a lot of the things the FDA does don't make any sense to me.
No, it's not the FDA that makes this. It's CMS that makes this decision. The,
Medicare people. Yeah, all right.
Yes,
yeah.
Medicare. They're the ones who make these decisions.
But no matter who makes the decision, does it make any sense, the decision? Honestly.
Well,
come on, stick your neck out for a little bit. It won't hurt.
It's the powers that be who have really decide our fate. So yeah, I will respect the powers that be.
I don't. So that's, it's.
Well, you don't have to practice medicine, so it's a little bit different.
Well, I kind of do without a license. That's why I tease about I don't have a license and you do. So. All right, while we're in this department, let's talk about the FDA's approval for Merck's new therapy for what's identified as pulmonary hypertension. Let's talk about what that is first before we talk about what Merck has done to help control it. What's pulmonary hypertension?
Well, we all know high blood pressure, which is medically called hypertension, and we actually have two hearts sitting side by side wrapped around our one heart. And one heart, the left heart, pumps the blood to the body. And then the right heart receives the blood back from the body and pumps it to the lungs to get oxygen in the blood. So the right heart also has a pressure. The left heart that pumps to the body, we measure that blood pressure with the blood pressure cuff. And we have ways of measuring the pressure on the right side. We can most simply, non-invasively, do it with an echocardiogram and Doppler. And for a number of reasons, the pressure on the right side of the heart can go up. We call this pulmonary hypertension. This is high blood pressure due to constriction of the lung arteries. And the news this week is that there's a new drug. Its brand name is Winrevair, Winrevair. It's been approved for treating pulmonary arterial hypertension, which affects about 40,000 Americans. But are you ready for the yearly price tag? Are you sitting down?
Yeah, I am sitting down.
$238,000 a year.
So who's going to be able to afford that?
Well, well, that's a good question. I thought you'd have an answer for me, but
it's not me and it's not you. My answer is to examine what Merck is getting out of this and how it is that we, in general, it's not just about this, but in general, in America, we pay more for drugs, and all of them are pretty much manufactured. They don't. I shouldn't say manufactured. They're created here, manufactured in China, many of them. So how is it that we pay so much more in America than the rest of the world? Is because it's public health in many other socialized medicine, many other countries? I mean, that's ridiculous. Who's going to be able to afford that? And what insurance company is going to pay for it? Right?
Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And there will be, in the future, competitors, and that's when this price will come down.
But doesn't it take 10 years for it to become public domain?
No, that's a different issue. When it becomes generic is what you're thinking. But these do come down. Right now, there's not a competitor, but when the other drug companies make similar drugs, then that's when the price dramatically starts falling.
Mm-hmm. All right. I want to talk about what's going on with the princess over in England, because I think a lot of people have questions about her chemotherapy, what is in it, but we don't really know. It'll be interesting.
I don't think we know the answers to any of these questions. I mean, she's been really, I think, they've been asked for some privacy and respecting her privacy.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about her. I'm talking about what she's doing, the chemotherapy. You talk about yourself as a preventative cardiologist. Supposedly, this stuff's being referred to as preventative chemotherapy. What does that mean? Did they get all the cancer wherever it was when they had the operation?
We really don't know very much. She gave a few glimmers of details this past weekend, but we really don't know much other than she has been treated for cancer. We don't know what the cancer is. We don't know what stage it's at. So there's really a lot of unknowns, and you have to respect she wants her privacy.
That's not what I'm focused on. It's not really about her. It ought not to be about her. It ought to be about what the treatments are that are available. And are they available to everybody, or are they just available to a few?
The problem here is we don't know her diagnosis, and we don't know the severity of the state. So we really can't, other than just being sympathetic to her, and eventually all of this will come out. And when all of that comes out, then we can answer your question.
Well, I don't think it's about her. I just think it's about what in general is available. Again, making reference to you as a preventative cardiologist, you have all kinds of things in your routine that you talk about and that you do when you've diagnosed somebody, or when somebody needs some help, or when somebody wants to not have a problem. That's the preventative road that they go down. So in general, I guess, let me pause here for a moment and come back. If we have something that sort of is used as preventative chemotherapy in general, like do they have, I know there are pills for chemo and there's treatment radiation and that sort of stuff, does it work better, and is it used more often for colon cancer, let's say, or esophageal cancer, or bone cancer, whatever? That's kind of where I'm going with this, not what she's all about. Hold on a second, and we'll come back to this in a matter of moments here. You're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
This is with Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Caltrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with a very interesting... Well, I sort of set you up like a good... And I'm not... You know, this is about knowledge and knowledge is power, as they say. It's not like going bowling and you set the candle pins up and you throw the ball down the down the alley and try to knock them over. I just want to know what there is available in general for preventative cancer treatments.
I think what you're referring to, Doug, is that there's was a mention that the princess is getting, quote, preventive chemotherapy, unquote. And doctors really call this adjuvant therapy. And
what is the word again? It's what?
A-D-J-U-V-A-N-T, adjuvant therapy. And this is really what doctors consider follow-up therapy that's sometimes recommended to kill these microscopic cancer cells that cannot be detected and may not have been destroyed during the first round of treatment. And thus, it reduces the chances that the cancer will come back. So I think that that's what you're referring to here, that she was treated initially, and they've now decided to give her additional treatment to try to limit the spread, limit the recurrence of whatever cancer she has, and they're calling this preventive chemotherapy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense. Thank you. Sort of with that in mind, I've noticed a couple of things floating around about HIV. For some reason or other, we're sort of going back down that road, which you haven't, since the 1980s. There hasn't been the focus or the separation between HIV and AIDS. There now apparently is a potential. This came, I saw this week and I thought I'd ask you about it. A potential cure for HIV. The first time I've seen anything like this that eliminates the disease. And so they're using what they refer to as molecular scissors to cut out the DNA. This sounds fascinating, intricate, and almost impossible. But,
well,
you know, I guess,
This is the future. You know, when I was I'm going to age myself now. When I was a cardiology fellow in the late 1980s at the University of California, San Francisco, it was so sad. There were just beds one after another of mostly males expiring from HIV, extremely sad, and the cardiologist would go in at the end when they had heart failure. And that has really changed. It's, you know, people live long lives now but it is a bit of medication, and the next step is actually to eliminate the virus from the cell, and that's what you're reporting. This is new hope. This is very exciting to cure HIV.
Yeah. Very interesting. All right, so there's some good news there medically. We have some questions coming up for Dr. Ken, which is usually what happens in the last portion of this hour, so stick around. Questions for Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day Health.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three past the hour now. This is Good Day Health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to send your questions in. It's easy for us to go through them and pick out some of the ones that are most interesting to most of you. And so I'm aware, because there was a quick question earlier on about paying for medicines and that sort of thing, and what the prices are for medicine. So I wondered if you would comment on this, Ken, the fact that some senators this week are pushing big pharma to cap prices on inhalers, for example. Cap them at $35. How often do you prescribe an inhaler? Normally it's respiratory, but I guess there are circumstances in which heart patients, cardiology patients would need an inhaler. And maybe it's connected to breathing, and that can be connected to heart problems. So can you string all of this together?
Cardiologists rarely prescribe the inhalers. It's mostly for lung patients, the lung doctors, the internists, asthma, emphysema, especially the most common uses for them. But, we could take up a whole week of continuous discussion about the price of medications, and much smarter minds than mine try to deal with this. And I think any effort to thread the needle of getting the cost down but not inhibiting the development of new drugs, because if you look worldwide, where does most of the innovation of new drugs occur?
It's here.
And so, you have to thread that needle carefully of making drugs affordable but also putting that opportunity there to innovate and bring life-prolonging, life-saving drugs. So that is a tricky needle to thread.
One of the things that is, I think, imperative, understanding, as you've suggested, the reason for the cost may be because the research is done here, and I think that's a credible reason in part. It takes a lot of money to get some of these drugs, or most of these drugs, to market. No question about that.
Huge.
Yeah, it takes a lot a lot of brain power as well.
A tiny fraction of drug that begins as an idea in the lab just a tiny, tiny fraction actually makes it out the door of the pharmacy. So you have to do thousands of drug failures before you get one to the pharmacy. It's a dramatically challenging effort.
Yeah. Well, I get that. A lot of people in America have asthma. A lot of people have COPD. So they need these inhalants to breathe. You wonder what was around before these things. And basically, the inhalers have drugs in them that open up your lungs, right? Open
up the bronchodilators. Very important.
Right.
Life-saving, life-prolonging drugs.
So maybe the question here is, should the government be involved? This is a Senate committee, the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, of which my most unfavorite Senator Ed Markey is a member. Bernie Sanders is on the committee. That's a couple of characters right there.
Boy, we're getting into the political talk shows here. We've got to get on
really.
The other side of the curb.
No, I don't. What I wanted to emphasize, and the question comes up, as to whether politicians should have control over the things that you were just talking about, the research, because if you don't charge enough money, you don't do the research. And in a way, the senators are going to sell this to their constituents as we're on your side. But if these drug companies can't, I hear your point of view. The other side of it is if they don't charge a lot for the drugs, they can't come up with new ones. So,
well, there needs to be some balance there. And again, that's what I mean about threading the needle. I mean, there needs to be some balance, and maybe just the research into whether there is reasonable pricing. And I don't have the data on that to know.
All right. Here's a quick question about this lady wants to know what can help alleviate her PMS symptoms.
How to deal with PMS symptoms. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a challenge. Mood swings, feeling upset, anxious, bloating, headaches. And maybe we need to, do
maybe
we have some time around the corner?
Yeah, as an aspirin. Maybe we, this is
cause this
not
is,
fair.
This can be, there's so many symptoms and there's a number of treatments, and if we have some more time, I'd be glad to get
it. All right, so we'll save it for next week's questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here with Doug Steffen. Good Day Health, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.